The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Welcome to my brother, mean advice show for the modern era. Like a Chilean miner is emerging from their holes. We have returned to you, Boston.
From their holes.
From their mine holes. My name is, I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
So, Boston, we need to talk for a second.
Can we get real?
Listen, Boston, shut up. It's going to be a few months until we can do a live show again.
I don't know if you know this, but my wife is gestating a baby, and Griffin's wife is gestating a baby.
It's true.
So this might be our last one for a while.
For a good while of time.
So that leads me to my question, Boston. What you're thinking, is this going to be the last one we do for a while? Are you ready to get weird?
Do you need help? Oh, yeah.
We thought just for this one, we get weird. Because, Griffin, what did you think? You thought something. We took a poll before when everybody was coming in, and we had the results of the poll available now, Griffin.
So I've been looking at the data, and I've had my analysts going over the data. And it seems like, just based on sort of the demo, which is what we call demographics in the data analysis industry, that there's a 90 to 92% chance that they horny for this. All right, now we're going to produce actual content and not just fucking hype ourselves up.
Strap in, because it's content time.
By the way, everybody, you're welcome for the hot Pokestop lure that I dropped here.
I just hit 13.
Travis just hit level 13.
What up?
We're having a great day.
I've been catching a lot of ghastlies, a lot of ratata.
I gotta say, Boston, I don't know if y'all have like a city slogan, but if you do, it should be, we have like infinite drowsies up in this motherfucker. It's the state bird.
Also, as long as we're talking about Boston, so when you come to Boston, what's the one thing you're going to do?
No.
Wrong.
I didn't hear it anywhere.
Okay, this was a
wrong.
Poorly conceived bit.
Let me give you a hint. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Boston Common, everybody's favorite sitcom with the guy from Yes, Dear that ran for
Travis
season.
Made us go to fucking Cheers today.
Now, wait. Here's the conversation. We're walking there with a dear friend to Cheers, and he's from New York, and he said, so what made you guys want to go to Cheers? You guys must be big fans. Took a quick poll of the three of us, and none of the three. Travis is insistent that we go to Cheers. Again, I want to make this super clear. Has never seen an episode of Cheers.
So you know how I think Sad Libs are funny?
Sometimes, you think the existence of Cheers is funny.
Sometimes I think really not funny things are funny, and dragging my brother and our friend JD to Cheers was one
really
of those.
Good.
We lasted all of 30 seconds
we knew
before
we were...
the words 35-minute wait escaped the hostess's
mouth. That's too many minutes to wait. I was horrified before we knew what the wait was when we walked up and we saw a couple taking a picture in front of the Cheers sign, and they said, 1, 2, 3, Cheers! You can't do that, actually. That's against the law. What you did there was a crime.
That's a crime.
It was nice of Ted Danson to stop by, though.
Yeah.
Was he in?
He greets at the door.
He was in Cheers then.
Okay, so what we do on this show is we take your questions and we turn them alchemy-like into wisdom.
And special for our live shows is we will do audience questions, but we have a very specific rule.
No bummers.
Exactly.
That's right. And also keep it short, if you could. And a new facet that we've had to add after a recent show, apolitical, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That would go down real smooth.
I believe the microphone is over in that area. We'll bring up house lights when it comes time.
Yeah,
so you're not
it'll be
all over each other.
super casual live show.
Just
a real laid back.
Let's do some questions.
Wild
though.
And crazy kids.
All right, here comes the first question. This is from someone from this area who I think will be here. So after I read the question, please let me know. My mom is completely obsessed with the musician Sting.
Oh, so it's everyone's
Wait, are you
moms
here?
Then?
Yeah. Okay, so everybody's moms are into Sting. Cool. Whenever he's going on tour, she buys tickets to his shows multiple times to get better seats. And in just everyday conversation, she'll insert comments like, you know, Sting also does such. It's cool your mom has so many conversations about tantric fucking.
And double stuffed Oreos. The true thing I know about Sting.
Oh, does
motherfucker loves double stuffed Oreos.
That's a reference everyone can enjoy. She managed to find him on a street corner in New York just based on her knowledge of where he lived.
What? Okay. This is kind of a one-way.
No, it'll be two-way later on.
Just based on her knowledge of where he lives and his activity on social media.
Oh, that's also a criminal crime from... To the laws.
Sting crime.
I'll be watching.
Hold on, I got Wi-Fi here right now. Let me just look up. Yeah, that's a criminal crime from the federal law book.
That's the question is, should I do something about this? That's from Tom in Red Hook. Tom, are you here? Hi, Tom.
Okay, oh shit.
Tom is apparently a Tuvian throat singer.
Yeah. How do you feel about Sting? No feelings whatsoever.
No feelings on Sting.
I'll be honest.
Neutral.
That's exactly how I feel about Sting.
No. Let me take you inside. Tom was about to drop the hammer on Sting, and then the thought flashed across his head. Wait, Sting could be here.
Yeah.
Sting might be here. I need to play it cool. My mom would be so pissed if I put Sting on blast and Gordon was in the room.
What could you possibly do at this point for your mom? What are you going to do? Look at her and go, Mom, cool it. And her go, yeah, you know what?
No, you're right.
Now that you mention it, I've gone over the top.
Yeah, I think tracking down Sting based on his, like, GPS signal that you hacked from the government is...
I've got it. You need to do immersion therapy with your mom. You need to get Sting to come and hang out with her every minute of every day for the next, like, 2 weeks until she looks at you and goes, I'm fucking sick of Sting. And
I did it.
Broker.
Yeah, if Sting could, like, pick up a dish for once... And, like, wash it. And so, like, no, I take 12 hours to wash a dish.
That's
like,
the problem.
That's
the problem, actually, with his tantric stuff is that, like, he's been in you for 5 days. And at that point, you're just like, I'm tired of Sting.
He's been brushing his teeth for 13 hours. I need to get in the bathroom, Sting.
He's the only human being who listens to podcasts at half speed.
He loves the same.
I want to accentuate the goofs.
And then okay, great, Sting.
I'm Mark Merritt. Welcome to my podcast.
Tom, let me give you some friendly advice from me to you. Don't make your mom choose between you and Sting. You may not like the way that particular deal breaks.
Here's a quick quiz. Actually, we can solve this right now. Were you in the police? Probably not. You might have been.
I don't know the other fellows who were in there, frankly.
Yeah, so, yeah, you could totally pull one over on us right now, vis-a-vis the police's members. Do you guys want a Yahoo
answer?
Wait.
Rare exception. No, was Danny Elfman in the police? Who was the other fool in the police?
What?
Stuart Copeland. Yeah. He wrote the theme song, The Equalizer, which is fucking... Do we have that queued up? No, we don't have that one, but we'll get it for you later. Yeah, I'd like a Yahoo.
Got a hot Yahoo here from the Yahoo Answers service. Uh-huh. It was sent in by Riding High, Zoe Kinski.
Woo!
Thank you, Zoe. By Yahoo Answers user, sorry, something has gone wrong. We'll call them Sting. He spends 5 days inside of you. He gets bored. He gets on his phone, and he wants to know some stuff on Yahoo Answers like this. Did Guy Fieri ever eat a meal in Diner, Drive-In, or Dive that he didn't think was totally awesome? I've been to a few of the restaurants they've been on his show and had the same meals he had on TV. I must tell, most of them really sucked by a wide margin. I know, TV requires him to be super excited with every bite, but come on, man. Guy really must be a huge tool bag.
Come on.
To go into diner after diner and watch these people cook crap food day after day.
Who's the tool
bag now? And
then
shovel that crap into your hole and act like it's the best thing he ever ate. That takes a certain kind of tool bag. I don't care how much they pay him. There isn't enough money to make me become a totally different person for a living. This question took a wonderful turn.
Hold on. Isn't there? Yahoo Answers question asker. How much money would it take before you ate something and went, this is delicious? Because I guarantee it's way less than you are claiming here, which is no amount.
He looks like two Smash Mouths got crushed together in the Large Hadron Collider. He's never said a word that wasn't screamed through a throat full of chili fries. But what I don't like about Guy Fieri is he seems a little disingenuous.
I was actually ready to jump on the, like, fuck guy, like, what a tool bag. Until I started listening, I was like, maybe he's doing something for the mom-and-pop industry of America, where he goes in and eats the crap food from these mom-and-pop diners, and he looks at the camera and goes, it was great.
Guy
come
Fieri,
here.
Guy Fieri came to Hillbilly Hot Dogs in Huntington, West Virginia.
That's right.
And he had, what's up, Huntington? Had himself a home wrecker, which is a foot-long hot dog that is 18 inches long. It's a weird name for it, if you think about it, and it has lots of stuff on it, and he ate the whole thing, and then he brought it on Jay Leno's show, which is the perfect venue.
He regurgitated it into Jay Leno's mouth like a baby bird. It was fucking insane.
The answer to your question of whether or not Guy Fieri has ever had anything he didn't think was totally awesome is, of course, yes, obviously.
But what this question posits is that he's an amazing actor.
No, he's a true fucking professional who's in there day in, day out, eating trash for you. To mock him from the sidelines.
He eats cheddar jalapeno popper explosions, and he eats them, and in his brain goes, I've had better, but his face screams, yes, yes, please, God, another.
Everyone in Flavortown just had a simultaneous orgasm.
My brothers and I ate there with a friend of ours named Lynn, and it was a delicious meal. It's a delicious meal, and I think he does a hell of a restaurant.
His restaurant's real good.
If his restaurant is in question, it was
as far as food that you eat as a joke goes,
high marks all around. Can I interest you all in another question?
Yes, please.
Yes.
One of my friends in a I want to munch
this bit.
I want to munch. Welcome to Munch Squad.
How many of you, this is your first time listening to my brother and me?
Hold on, let the applause roll in for Munch Squad. Justin's
T Mac, I gotta stand for this one. Can you get me another brewski open?
Yes.
So I can tell everybody about Domino's. Whoops. Unveiling a new pizza burger hybrid called the Pizza Burger. Munch Squad, if you don't know, is a bit where I talk about the new food trends coming to fast food restaurants, fast casual.
And it is 6 episodes old.
It's a classic. Here's the tagline. Here's the tagline.
It's upside down.
There you go.
Oh, looks like a burger, tastes like a pizza.
Simple enough, easy enough to understand.
I would like my food to look...
looks like a garbage can, tastes like 10 tacos. It's a garbage can full of tacos. You're going to love it.
So we have quotes. The thing about Munch Squad is I take the quotes directly from the professionals, the people who should know what this food is like. The first comes to us from S. Murugan, who is the senior vice president of marketing for Domino's Pizza India, where the...
I can't get one of these bad boys.
Nah, the burger pizza is exclusive. And here's what he says about it. The burger pizza is different from conventional burgers in many ways.
I can think of one major way off the top of my head.
I want to clarify, in case you get a picture in your head, if you're picturing like a pizza-flavored burger, you are wrong.
If you're picturing a calzone, fucking leave.
You are fucking wrong. Picture like an egg and cheese McMuffin, except it's mostly made out of pizza.
The burger pizza is the chain's attempt to break into the... is the chain's attempt to break into the all-day individual consumption market. Which is, of course, what Guy Fieri calls his home. We aim to address the desire... This is a fucking quote. We aim to address the desire for a burger through a new kind of pizza.
Something came out of Travis on that one.
It makes no sense. It is available at the more than 1,000 Domino's pizza locations in India. How's it going, India? But unfortunately for America, burger... and pizza lovers, it isn't available stateside. I think they're assuming a lot by thinking that burger and pizza lovers are going to be a fan of this fucking Island of Dr. Moreau style.
The only way that works is if every time someone went to a restaurant, they ordered both pizza and burger because they couldn't decide betwixt the two.
Right. I know I want pizza. If you find it hard to choose between burgers and pizza when you're
hungry, oh man, that's every day for me.
Yeah, for sure. Domino's has a solution for you. The appropriately, if not so creatively, titled burger pizza.
Does it say that in
there? Wait, hold on. Is that a quote?
That's a quote from the fucking article.
We did a shitty job. We get it.
The burger pizza hybrid costs an affordable 89 rupees or $1.33.
Holy shit.
How much did your lunch cost, Justin? I'd rather not say. Unlike, this is a direct quote from Dev Ameritesh, President and Chief Business Officer of Domino's Pizza India, as I'm certain you know. Unlike other burgers, the burger pizza is comfort food.
No!
Unlike the health food burgers you're all used to. Unlike other burgers, burger pizza is comfort food, full of pizza goodness. And has been specifically designed for the Indian palate. Okay. Sure. Anyway, that is the story on burger pizza.
You just closed your computer, but do you really want to read a question for us now?
The mic's all the way up there. I can't.
Thank you, Jeeves. One second. I got some owls on my screen. Let me swipe them out of the way, and we're going to get this show rolling here.
As soon as we deal with these fucking owls.
The owl's on my screensaver. One of my friends believes in mermaids. At first, I thought it was some sort of inside joke I wasn't getting and didn't pay much attention to it. But then she almost broke up with her boyfriend when he tried to explain to her that they are fictional. She constantly points to the fake Discovery Channel documentary as proof of her existence.
Good work, Discovery Channel. Oh, it's going to be totally harmless. Fun joke. Cool ratings.
Cool job, guys. In college, she took marine biology classes and is even trying to get a job in an aquarium with hopes of someday learning enough to go out and find the mermaids herself. She has been venting about it to me lately, and I have no idea what to do. Should I let her have her delusions or try to burst her bubble? That's from Miffed with Mermaids. I have a two-part question. The second part, I'm going to skip to it, is this person who you were talking about here. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You did great.
We won't make that mistake a ninth time.
Yeah, we've fallen into that trap before. We're done with interventions here on my brother, and me. It's just advice. Now,
Ask question one.
Though, well, I got my answer because they said that she wasn't here.
My favorite player in this tale is the boyfriend, who I'm guessing should know better.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds like this is a pretty defining characteristic of this individual. The boyfriend was probably having a shitty day and said, you know what? I'm going there.
You know what? Yeah. I'm done dancing on eggshells. Today's the day.
Tell me again about mermaids, Deborah.
The New York Times recently ran an article. I think the headline was like, yes, there have been aliens. And I didn't read it, but the point of this article, I bet, was that the universe is so infinitely large, and there's so many planets out there that certainly at some point there have been aliens. And I would like to posit the same point here, which is to say there have been so many people that at some point one of them fucked a fish. Or a dolphin or a whale. There's 12 people like, yes. You got it.
Life finds a way.
I'm just saying, it's not my... That would be fucking great. Mermaid Park, just like, I don't understand where they're coming from.
You're so busy worrying about if you could. You really didn't.
You really didn't. Well, yeah, I didn't think that people were fucking fish. Yes, that's on me. People are getting killed by mermaids. I'll sit on this one, because I didn't think people were going to fuck fish. I'm just saying, it's not my thing. But I'm just saying,
it's probably a thing.
I don't want to yuck any yums, but I'm just saying, sometimes you see those salmon.
I actually do want to yuck
any
yums.
No.
Please do not fuck fish.
Let me describe the yum first. You see one of those salmon, and they just finished spawning, and they have that dope, pearlescent, like, red color, and they look awesome. I'm saying not me, but somebody probably sees that and is like...
I actually want to still yuck that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Might I yuck that, please?
How much of the Earth's deep oceans is unexplored? All of it.
There's no way of... Prove to me that somewhere in the Mariana Trench... Okay, here's the problem with mermaids. A lot of people think that they're going to be human-sized, but it's a human fucking a fish, right?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they be like human top, fish bottom, but on fish scale? Like David the Gnome of mermaids. What I'm saying is, how deep have we been in the Mariana Trench? Not... particularly deep, I'd assume.
If this is what's waiting for us down there, we've gone deep enough.
Can I also say that I think it is silly of us to assume that it'll be half and half, which is not how breeding ever works.
You think it's like fish guy, fit like 10%, 10%.
Yeah, what's evenly evenly spaced.
This but if it's more like a calico and kind of splotches everywhere.
That's fun, too.
That's a fun luck of the draw thing where it's like, I hope I get gills in a dick.
I prefer my mer parfait of just like, there's like a belly button scales, pee-pee scales, knees scales.
So did that help?
Wow, we didn't even touch on the shit at all.
Should we touch on this? I mean, like...
Nah, we good. Which of these two, Trav?
That one.
This one, yeah. This one's sent in by level 9,000. Yeah, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Drew Answers user Ahmad, who asks, don't you wish that donkeys only existed in legends? Instead of wishing mythical creatures to be real, why not exile troublemaking creatures into legends? I follow this question up to this point, and then, like boneheaded donkeys wearing dress of humans. What?
What?
How often is that coming up?
I just unlocked this, because I read it earlier, and I've just unlocked it. I think this person saw the movie franchise Shrek the Movies and said, everything in this movie is fantasy bullshit. And they're like, donkeys are real. And he was like, yeah, right. They make super hairy horses that aren't as attractive. Sure. Yeah, right. Great.
Do you think every time he sees a donkey in a hat, he's like, no, not again.
Do you wish that donkeys only existed in legends?
The ideal for me would be if we could, like, exile donkeys to legend, but it would be, like, tomorrow.
So, like, from this point forward?
From this point forward, all donkeys are legend. Donkeys never exist, but donkeys did exist, but now they're legends. So when I have grandchildren, I can tell them about the donkeys.
Grandpapa, there was never a boneheaded donkey in people's dress.
They were small, stupid horses. It's true.
I never actually saw one myself.
I never saw one. That's a good question, Travis. Listen, everybody out there.
Listen, I need you to
pay attention for once.
Pay attention for once and engage.
If donkeys disappeared tomorrow, do you feel like you've appreciated donkeys enough? In the arms of the donkey, far away.
I think when you all go home tonight, you'll really think twice about just walking past that donkey on your front lawn.
Yeah, how many donkeys have you walked past just today? And they have their little signs that are just hoof prints.
Because they're donkeys.
Because they're donkeys.
And you turn towards them, and you held up your phone, and you caught a ghastly on their fucking face. Let me tell you about a real-life Pokemon friend of mine. It's called the American Donkey. That's what? Oh, Donkey is a fun character from the show My Brother and Me that we do. I mean, that's...
But that is our IP, so you're going to be sued now.
Yeah.
See you in jail. Do y'all want another question?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one comes to us from Caroline. It says, Dear Brothers, I've moved in with my girlfriend and her... family, and overall things have been good. I get along with her whole family, but there's one issue. After years of living with roommates and buying individual food, I'm very defensive over my food. I know it's a shared household, and I do eat some of their food, but I can't... We gotta circle back on that one. But I can't help but be a little irked when the lunch meats I bought Tuesday are gone by Thursday. How can I become less of a food hoarder with my new family? Carolyn, are you here? Hey, Carol.
Right, hey.
Let me tell you where you lost me.
Can you guess?
Do you have the insight? Can you guess where you lost me? Let me help. It was when you said you did eat their food.
I want to eat their things without having my things be eaten. Sincerely, a human representation of the United States of America. But no... No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. We're just having fun up here, Caroline.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that. When I moved in with my wife, at that time, my girlfriend, I would buy treats just for me.
Yeah.
I think that was going to be my idea.
And I will also say, in your corner, Tuesday to Thursday, that's a heavy lunch meat consumption that this household represents.
There is a lunch meat monster in your house.
Yeah. Do you live with Chad from The Bachelorette? A lot of Chad fans in the fucking crowd tonight. Yeah. He's a horribly abusive man, and we should never
and
applaud
him.
And
he loves lunch meat.
But
loves
boy, does he meat. Love to eat lunch meat. And that's funny. But he's violent and horrible.
And that's not.
And that's not funny. But he eats lunch meat like it's Pringles. It's great. There's nothing wrong with having secret food. You just gotta have a good place to hide it.
That's not good for Frozens.
It's not good for Frozens, that's
you
right.
You can't hide your Frozens.
Going grocery shopping with Travis is like going grocery shopping with an old prospector. You gotta get your Frozens.
You gotta get some vittles.
You gotta get your secret soup. Gotta get your greeny meanies
and your flapjack makings.
Your flapjack makings and your porkums.
Limes
for scurvy.
For scurvy.
Yeah.
For all the prospector's Kirby.
You gotta get your red buddies. Are you talking about apples or tomatoes? Yes.
All
your
the
round
red,
friends.
All the red foods you can handle scares the mountain ghosts away. Did you mean mountain goat? What are you fucking talking about?
Are you even a prospector? Are you doing research for a part? Are you Jared Leto? You have to tell me legally if you're Jared Leto.
A lot of Leto heads.
Yeah.
Leto
fans. We've been going maybe like a half hour. When should we do audience questions?
Let's do it now.
I know you got one more Yahoo.
I got one more Yahoo.
I thought
this
one
was sent in by. So sent in by Ryden High Zoe Kinski again. Thank you, Zoe. Yahoo Answers user Joey asks, what extreme, unreasonable things would you do just for one slice of piping hot Chicago style pizza?
It's a weird exchange race.
I mean, I have an extreme unreasonable thing I do whenever I have one slice of piping hot Chicago-style pizza, and that is have diarrhea for 3 days.
I gotta play the local crowd. My favorite pizza chain is actually the Canadian Boston Pizza.
What situation are you running into where someone's like, hey, do you want this pizza? Prove it.
How much does it cost to fly to Chicago?
That's the furthest you should ever go.
Yeah.
Because it's literally everywhere.
If it's like, I would pay $400, it's like, you could pay $300 and get to O'Hare and snatch that za.
If you're in Chicago, you shouldn't do anything.
You should just go get some of it.
Just go get some. That should inexplicably... need Chicago style pizza, you should just
have the stuff.
Just have a.
Yeah,
just have
the first, most unreasonable thing you should do is teach yourself how to make it.
Do you think the Great Chicago Fire was somebody just like, I got to get me that za?
That would have been ill advised.
Yeah, odd beans, I burned all pizza town down.
There isn't any pizza.
Oh,
here.
Sorry, you guys never lived in Chicago, so there's this dope part of town called Pizza Town. It's right next to Roscoe Village. It's sick. The streets are literally pizza. It's actually horrible and disgusting. When there's potholes, just grease pools up. It's really, really horrible. And it's like an Ice Nine situation. If you touch the pizza, you turn into pizza and die.
I think we're ready for audience questions. Okay,
can we get some house lights? Please don't line up. It's not a TED Talk.
Whoa, this can't... Hold on. Wait,
down.
Just
you're
wait,
scare the...
This just came in so hot. This is breaking news that come fresh on my phone. We've got a haunted doll watch.
You take them back down.
No house lights. Justin's a liar.
We pranked you. That was a
bring
fun...
Bring the haunted house lights down. Hold on. Sorry. This just came in so fucking... I got a notification. This is a hot haunted doll. Haunted doll.
Gonna go fast.
You've got an app called Hunter. With
haunted doll active. Don't even sweat it. Sunshine Makia. And it says again here on the listing, active. I'm going to ask my brother Travis one of the most notable things about this listing of a haunted doll on eBay. Travis, why don't you tell me the backdrop that they've chosen for haunted doll Makia?
It's like the $100 bills.
Yeah. It's just lots of $100 bills. Which is so fucking fresh.
I want a haunted doll who's also a baller.
The most balling thing. This is my favorite doll. I call her Sunshine Makia. She is the spirit of a spunky 8-year-old. She brings a sense of brightness to any room. You will need that after thinking about an 8-year-old dying. So it's refreshing. It's good that the doll brings that lightness to any room. She laughs and sings. She doesn't. She's a doll. And
she's
turns
a real Patch Adams.
Night lights on. That's okay. And off. Well, that's
all right.
That's earth conscious of her. It's very eco-friendly. She wants to bring happiness to a family who doesn't care about their electric bills, presumably. And here's the thing about Sunshine Makia. She needs help finding the light. And she did get her picture taken in front of several
$1 million.
Like $1 million. So she can afford it. Anyway, that's Haunted Doll Watch. Now we
brief,
that's
a quick
just a little
one.
Thing just for you.
Hey, everybody. We want to take a quick break from this live extravaganza of this physical manifestation of joy and acceptance to tell you about some of our sponsors this week.
Yeah, Travis isn't here because we... dang it, Kevin! We left him in Boston. And also we called him Kevin. And that's probably why we lost him. We were like, Kevin, you ready to go? And nobody answered, so we just got on the fucking plane. Well, there we know. Travis did not change his name to Kevin. It's still just Travis.
What if one of the parents of that movie did definitely see he was still asleep? He's like, I can't fucking deal with Kevin.
I can't.
I'll figure this out later.
This fucking pizza monster. Always demanding his own pizzas. I hate this kid. You're getting homed alone.
Our sponsor this week is Harry's. They have supported us for so long. And let me ask you a question. Have you wondered why all the razors are behind glass?
I just thought it was because they did crimes, and so they were in razor jail, the most dangerous jail of all.
They're not in razor jail. In razor jail, you don't get cut. You cut. Do the cutting.
Yeah.
But no, it's because they're so flipping expensive. They're really, really pricey, but you don't have to worry about that. That's not your problem anymore. That's the Rube's problem. No, you are going to start shopping at Harry's. These are German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, and the quality is guaranteed. If you don't like them, but you will, but if you don't, you get a full refund. And these are at half the price of the leading brand because these are like factory direct prices.
I want to tell you about the Truman Starter Set. It's a great option for new customers. It's an amazing deal. Just $15, you get a razor handle, you get moisturizing shave cream, and you get three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. They're going to give our listeners $5 off that starter set with your first purchase at HARRYS.com. That's Harry's.com, and use the promo code MYBROTHER, all one word. You can get that dope starter set for $10. Again, that's HARRYS. Make sure you use that promo code MYBROTHER.
I also want to tell you about MeUndies. MeUndies.com/MYBROTHER is going to be the address for this one. Listen, if you are wearing underwear right now and they aren't MeUndies, you're cheating your nuts.
Or your vagina.
Or non-binary. I don't know what you got in there. It's none of my fucking business. The important thing is you got to cradle it. And the only thing to cradle your non-specific genitalia, every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal. What's modal? Well, it's a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton.
It shouldn't exist. It should not exist.
It's a crime against God. And every month they got new styles. We get the new styles in the mirror. They got this one's flavor is inspired by Miami Beach. You know, that's my vibe.
The styles are very, very fresh. I get very excited. It's the most stylish clothes I wear, and most people don't get to see it. Just I'm alive.
Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. That was terrible. You can save up to $8. It's like that's Borat's last words. You can save up to $8 a pair with a MeUndies subscription plan. Get the plan, get a pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/MYBROTHER. That is MeUndies.com/MYBROTHER for 20% off your first order.
Got a Jumbotron here. This message is for Katie, and it's from Edbury, who says, it's almost Valentine's Day. Oh, no. But the Max Fun calendar says it will be more like July.
Yes.
When the brothers read this. Uh-huh. We've only been seeing each other for a few weeks, so this is either going to be make future Katie's day or be incredibly awkward for both of us separately. Even if things don't pan out, you definitely deserve a V-Day surprise this summer. Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Please email right this second and let us know which it is, because I have to know.
I'm actually okay with this sort of Schrodinger's cat situation.
Okay.
But
Schrodinger's relationship.
Yeah, this is really wonderful. And best of luck for your relationship over the past 5 months, I guess.
That's applicable. Best of luck to you too.
Yeah.
To both of you. Best of luck.
Do you want to do this one?
Oh, yeah. It's a message for Faye/mom. And it's from Jake and Max. So maybe she's Faye to one of them and mom to the other. I don't know exactly what the breakdown is.
Well, that's revealed in literally the first sentence of the message.
Happy birthday to the mess mom and partner from your
try that again, because you did say mess mom. And that's...
Hi, I'm mess mom. Welcome to my comic strip. It's very long running and poorly read. Happy birthday to the best mom, not mess mom, and partner from your best family and favorite brothers. May your year be full of geeky wonders and boundless adventure. Also, stop listening to the Adventure Zone without Jake, the brothers. command it. Now, your birthday was April 6th, and we're very sorry about that, Faye Mom. Mess Mom. But you have heard this message now.
Yeah.
So it's a fish.
Just remember it on your next birthday, I guess. Thank you all the folks who came out to Boston. It was seriously like the wildest, wettest crowd like we've probably ever had.
It was wet and wild.
It was so good. Thank you to everybody at the Wilbur Theater for being so great. Thank you to Kelsey who helped us, who managed this show for us.
I want to say something real quick. Just want to remind everybody that we are doing a card game. It is an expansion of the card game Monikers. If you don't know Monikers, it's a great card game that's basically like an expanded, reimagined version of Charades is perhaps the best way of explaining it. But we've got an expansion of it. It's 112 cards. Every one of them is a reference to something in one of our podcasts, but they're not just like in-jokey references. This is something you can
share with the whole family. Seriously, it's like it's my favorite party game right now. Like it has replaced a lot of the other like party games that we used to play. And like every time we go on a trip with our friends, like we bring it and play it every single time.
It's hard to get
fantastic.
A lot of the times. A lot of times it's like sold out places because it's really hard to get.
Yeah,
I waited for months to get my copy, but you're not going to have to do that. If you want to get just our collection that we hand wrote every single card in this bad boy, it's $10. To pre-order, and we're only doing pre-orders. Once this is over, that's it.
We got
to
stress that this time. Like, this thing's going to be available for pre-order for a few more weeks, and then after that, it will not be available just to purchase. The only way that we can get it in your hands is if you pre-order it. So please do not sleep and ask us, like, a month from now how you can get it.
And if you don't have the game, that's okay. Like, half of the pre-orders have been you can pre-order it with the actual game for $35. And about half the pre-orders have been that. So that's a lot of people getting into Monikers, and you're going to have so much fun with it. And it's really, 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 really cool. And we're really proud of it. We worked really hard on it. Also, a portion of the sales are going to go to benefit Grow Huntington, which is a urban farm that's going to be helping people in addiction recovery. And I'm really excited about the project. They just got their land and they're trying to pay for it. So by buying this collection, you're actually going to be helping to do that. The address is McElroyCollection.com. McElroyCollection.com. Please, you have 23 days left. Please don't sleep. Go and pre-order right this second.
Thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on that network. Just go to MaximumFun.org and listen to all the podcasts they have on there. They're all fucking fantastic. We have other shows that we do. You can find all those at McElroy Shows. You can also find contact info for us there. Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. And seriously, again, everybody who came to our Boston shows and who was involved in the production of the Boston shows, thank you. It was one of the best weekends, like, of my life. The Mabim Bam show was so much fun. The Adventure Zone was like, holy shit, like mind-blowingly great. Just thank you all. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now back to the show.
You guys, I'm so excited to introduce to you my new baby, Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. This is going to be a really fun look at things that I find curious, whether it's a menstrual cup, it might be the Romanoff family, it might be fracking, it could be Carly Fiorina. I don't even know. Who knows? It's going to be whatever I think is interesting. I can't wait to bring it to you guys. We're going to be bringing in content experts. I'm going to be learning the things. It's only going to take about 30 minutes for you to expand your baby brains with me and have a super fun time. So I can't wait to see you on our first episode of Getting Curious.
Okay, now can we get house lights up? Now, sorry, where the fucking worst?
Listen, I'm at the whim of the app. Let's see here. Let's go.
Can we get more house lights?
A little bit more.
Like more.
A little bit more. Now that doesn't help.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait.
I'm gonna say
in the back of the.
Okay. Wait. Two hands up right here. Blonde hair. Yes. You.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Come on down.
Yes. You got it.
Yes. Come on out. Wait. Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, you're doing it. Hello.
Hello.
Where's the mic?
Where's the mic?
Wait. No. I think. Wait. Did they move the microphone? Oh, shit.
Wait, where's the mic? Oh, God. Hey, hold on a second.
Hold on, wait, we lost the microphone.
I thought we had a floor mic. Hold on 1 second. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Okay, but seriously, there's a Hamburglar for microphones somewhere in the crowd.
Which his is name is Clint McElroy.
It's a fun
Somebody's
bit.
Like, hell yeah, I'm going to get a free mic. That's a weird reaction to that.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello, Sandra, what's up? Are you going to have any, you thinking about maybe a bummer tonight? Or what?
No bummers.
Okay, great,
no
great,
bummers.
Great.
Okay, great.
Can we get a little more Sandra in our ears, please?
Crank up the knob that says Sandra back there.
Do you have a Sandra knob?
Can you give me like 70% more Sandra?
Hey, is there any more Sandra you could provide?
Waiting on the Sandra.
Waiting on the Sandra drop.
I can't get any Sandra in my left.
Hey.
So, hey, what's up, brother?
That's good.
Shut the mic. How are you doing?
I'm super drunk, but
nice.
Like,
all right.
Yeah.
So, I actually sent this in, but I wanted to, like, really drive it home. It's
fantastic.
Not a bummer, I promise.
Okay.
So, my friend just said she's pregnant.
Cool.
And if it's a girl, because I know you guys are dads or about to be dads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a girl, she wants to name her Winslow-Stephanie. So, like... So either A, how do I help this future small person? Or B, when is a good age to tell them to pack up and move away?
Good question.
Winslow, okay. Winslow, correct me if I'm wrong, but Winslow hyphen Stephanie sounds like somebody named Stephanie bought a bar called the Winslow. And she's like, well, people won't know where to come, but I do want my name on it. I'm going to call it Winslow hyphen Stephanie.
Without giving a last name, what's the last initial?
S.
Okay.
That does nothing for us.
I just
want to
make sure it wouldn't end up being like Winslow Williams.
If it was,
hey Travis, what would have been the funny letter?
W.
Okay. Got it.
If it had been a boy, would they have named them?
Winslow's still on the table. If it's a boy.
Oh, okay. I was going to make a Carl Winslow joke, but the construction of it would have been extremely tedious.
I will say, I recently watched a clip from the hit show, Family Matters. And Rich Neufeld Johnson delivered quite the performance when challenging some real jerks, and I'm down with it.
I shot a kid.
No.
Carl Winslow never shot a kid that I can remember.
I shot a kid. Still the best delivery of any line in movie history. Sorry, that has nothing to do with what you've asked. It's no. Not the best name, but you know what? I don't know what. There wasn't an end to that sentence.
It's not the worst ever.
Does it change anything that they only want to name her Winslow so they can call her Winnie?
There's so many other shortcuts to that, though.
I know. That's what I told her.
They're thinking, like, why not just go with her Winnie?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I swear to you, that's what I told her, but she said, no, Winslow's prettier.
I'm going to go with Winnebago hyphen Billabong. Why? You super don't.
Winslow, okay, if Winslow's prettier than Winnie, guess what they shouldn't do?
Name her Winnie?
Correct. Why would they call her Winnie if they think Winslow is prettier?
Well, that's a good, you caught
him. Also, does it change anything that her husband hates it?
Oh. Then hold on.
That's not a good arrangement then.
Yeah, it seems like something's
He's
broken
down. He's kind of whipped.
There.
I don't know if that's...
Okay, you've
then
gone beyond
you've asked
our
the energy. Wrong question. The question you want to ask is, how do you get her husband to really step up and shut this shit down?
It's for under
As
any
usual,
other circumstance.
Travis, you're right.
Yeah. I hope that helped.
Did that help?
All right, cool.
Okay, who's going to take Thank Sandra's you. Place? At the Oh,
yeah,
good.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. We got a microphone coming down.
Oh, excellent. Thank
right
you
there,
very much,
perfect.
Sandra.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay, please don't wave your hands like that. It's going to give me a stroke.
How about, yeah, you right in front. Yeah. You shrug your shoulders. Do you have a question or not?
Okay, then make your way through. You got a long way to go.
I'm so sorry. You are so
Anybody caught any good Pokemon in here? Only drowsy.
Only fucking drowsy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's your name?
Connor.
Hi, Connor.
Connor.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Pretty good. Still. Pay attention, Connor. I just said how
All
I was
right.
doing 2 minutes ago.
So, funny story. I just got married yesterday.
Hey. Holy shit.
Hilarious. Hey, Connor. Are you on your funny moon?
Ah. Good one.
How dare you?
So, my question for you guys is, all three of you are very happily married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I wanted to know, did you have, you know, any advice for newlyweds? Like, when you guys kind of made that transition from, you know, partners to actually married couple. Like, did anything change?
Taxes get pretty cool.
Here's the thing I'd say. This is the best advice I ever got about being married. Treat the whole marriage like it's a 60-40 relationship, and both of you treat it that way. And you do 60 and let them do 40. All right. Because if you treat it 60-40, both of you, you are always trying to take that next step. And you're always trying to get that one thing to help that person through, to let them relax a little bit. If you take it 60-40, and both of you do, and really commit to it,
that's 200%.
Oh,
then.
Yeah.
Listen, if Justin's going to go to legitimate, I'm going to go legitimate. The answer is,
from me, that the difference between
I've been married longer. It's not a big deal.
The difference between a marriage and dating, or anything you've done before now to now.
I wouldn't say marriage. Because
A long-term commitment is that you got to play it long-term. And so right now, if there's something that comes up, you need to address it right away. Because what you're doing is you're building a building over time. And so you need to go brick by brick, build a strong foundation, and every moment is an opportunity to strengthen your relationship. Because if you're committed to making it last for a long time, you need to make it structurally sound. And that only comes from being open and honest with each other and saying how you feel in that moment. Because anything you hold back, any frustration you don't share...
I'm sorry. You have Pokemon Go open on your fucking phone right now while you're doing this.
I do. It's not a goof. I'm not going to miss out on some Ghastlies.
Listen, if you need to
wait,
catch another drowsy...
Wait, I'm done. Sorry, there's a Pokemon in here.
Yeah, if you need to catch another drowsy, that's fine. Go for it.
So did that. Griffin,
there's literally nothing I can say that is going to be funnier or better than the things that have already been said.
Okay, thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor.
Congratulations, by the way. That's fantastic. Okay.
I'm sorry. There's somebody that's been waving their arms so furiously back there. Yes, guy with two hands
up.
Yes,
come on, guy with two hands.
You've earned it. And he's jogging, too. This is awesome. Hi.
Hi. Thank you all. My name is John Paul from Nashville.
John Paul!
You were here last night, right?
So you all have inspired me to start my own hobby business called hauntedcomputers.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
And I have a... Well, yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I hate to stop you. Put your phone away.
I'm done.
You gotta stop catching Pokemon.
I'm done. I may need your... Okay.
Sorry, JP.
Okay,
go ahead.
On.
Is JP cool? Is that...
JP is great.
Great,
softball coach.
How about just...
Fucking rules.
Glorious.
What's up?
Okay, continue. Sorry.
So, I have a lot of friends who've expressed interest in helping me with this project. How do I evaluate their... haunted computer skills. How do I know who is going to help me in evaluating haunted computers?
Are they good at lying?
Now, hold on.
That's true. Unless.
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 Go surreal. What if computer go... Okay, computers can do a lot of things. Maybe ghosts?
I think a computer could do a ghost.
Yeah. What if you programmed a ghost?
Can I ask what qualifies as a haunted computer? Is it just one that has, like, all the porno viruses in it?
My practice is that it's a Venn diagram. If you believe that you don't understand computers and you believe in ghosts, then you might have a haunted computer.
Okay. So if you're 85 years old, every computer's haunted.
So what you're saying is you're setting up a very predatory business, and you want to figure out which of your friends are qualified to do that.
Yes. I mean, I assume that you guys might have a more intimate connection with what might make a great cyber paranormal specialist.
Here's what you need to do.
Yes.
You need to, in your interview with them, at the very end, reveal that you will not be charging customers or paying them. And anyone who sticks around is in it for the goof. And you keep them.
Okay. Okay.
Can I tell you something, though? I would, depending on the price, I would buy the fuck out of a haunted computer and try to, like, crack the code of the spirit within.
Me too, Griffin.
I mean, I'm literally talking about, like, any computer that had, like, Kazaa on it in 1998.
And it's still downloading. It's Party still of Five.
Did that help?
Tremendously, yeah.
Cool.
All right, I want to keep a balance. Can we get a woman or transitional or non-binary?
Right there, Stripes.
Anybody? Yes.
No, yeah, Stripes.
Stripes, come on down.
You can do it.
It's a long road, but you got it.
Okay, actually, Stripes, start making your way over. You're next, and we'll get somebody through over here. Right there with the glasses. Glasses.
Yeah,
glasses.
Yes.
Come on down.
And then Stripes.
And then Stripes. You got this next. Put your quarter.
I like to reduce people to one
description.
Hi.
My name is Hani.
I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
Ho, 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 I'm hungry.
Santa, my pebbles,
your pebbles. Tis the season to be sharing, friend.
Happy holidays, pal.
Is that what you meant when you said we're going to get wild? That's so wild as weird.
That was fucking
thank
weird.
Thank you for answering my question.
Hi, yeah, thank you're welcome. No, what's your question?
Hey, my question is, how did that fucking Christmas Fruity Pebbles jingle go?
Hi.
Well,
hello.
Okay.
Sorry, what was your name?
Hani.
Jesus.
Sorry?
What's up?
So, I have an extremely cute dog that lives with my parents. He's our family dog. And whenever me and my sister go home to visit our parents, she hogs the dog. She does not let me cuddle with him. She calls him over whenever I'm playing with him. She locks her door at night whenever he's sleeping on her bed. So what I want to know is, we are grown-ass adults. How do we share the dog?
Pocket full of bacon.
Pocket full of bacon. And put in her pockets mailman cologne. Dog catcher perfume.
Do you have a kosher option?
You have dogs that keep kosher? I don't know anything dogs like other than turds. And I don't think you should put dog turds in your pocket. That's me.
I mean, turkey bacon is the obvious answer. It's just, is it funny?
See, that's what we have to worry about up here, that you do out there. You just show whatever.
Okay, you need to show up next time with an identical dog and then swap them around and put them back down and tell her she can have one of them.
Okay. That's kind of like the wisdom of Solomon, but double and not.
So
you don't have to cut anything in half.
That's my baby. That's my baby. Well, here's two babies. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, Solomon, you're wise as fuck.
That's way smarter, Solomon, than cutting a stupid baby in half.
I'm going to cut both babies in half. Fuck it. Get 10 babies in here. I'm cutting them all up. No, Solomon. That is decidedly unwise.
Not again, Solomon. We got babies coming out the ears here. You want a baby? I'll get you a baby.
Crazy Solomon's house of babies. I'll get you 3.5 babies. From 7 different babies, Solomon, no.
Bad credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get you.
We're sending a half a baby home with you.
Listen, the prices are going to grow up and the kids are going to grow up, so you need to get in one of these babies. Not in a baby. Get a baby in, like, get a...
Hey,
try my best.
Do you,
have to pee?
I do. Great. Who loves the dog more? That's the real question. And I don't want to put you on the spot.
Who loves the dog more?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they were here, would they say the same thing, though?
She's not here, so.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
So, you know what? Fuck her.
You know what? Seriously? If you really care about this dog, the important thing is that dog is being cared and loved for.
That is wrong. So, as a dog owner, the important thing is you get the face licks. I'm expecting a dynamic rescue where she closes the door, you kick that shit in, you take that dog out, and then, I don't know, smoke bomb or something, you and the dog are never seen again. You go live in a Wahanejo.
A what?
Was that where they go in Shawshank Redemption?
Does that answer the question?
Perfecto.
Great.
Thank you.
Glad we can help.
Stripes! 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 Stripes!
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Tiffany.
What Hello, if you've been Tim. Like, it is actually Stripes.
Stripes.
No, that's totally fine.
I named after my grandmother.
Perfect. I feel the heritage. So I was wondering, so 2/3 of you move a lot.
Yes.
And I was wondering, how are you guys like cool when you move? I've moved 8 times in the last 8 years.
True.
How do you make friends?
Oh, man. I left.
You have friends like Griffin. You have a friend named Pop-Tart, right? That's a horse.
I met a mini donk once that was named Pop-Tart.
Dope, for sure.
And it was,
okay.
I will say this, it was fucking legendary. It was a legend. I didn't make friends the first time I moved to beautiful Batavia, Ohio, because Travis and I were the only living human beings there.
Sure.
And everybody else there was like an animatronic like mannequin, and it turns out it was like a real House of Wax situation.
Wow.
Luckily,
okay.
We got out of there with our skin still, so.
Some of us did.
I think it turned out okay. And then in Chicago, basically, same situation. And then when I moved to Austin, I just had friends there already and built my friend group out there.
Having a foundation friend is really important because you can spiral out from that. As long as they're like real salt of the earth, cool people.
Right, what happens if I'm from Phoenix and I moved to Portland, Maine.
There you go. You need to take a listen from...
Wait, seriously. Any Portland, Maine people out here, raise your hand up in the air.
Okay,
there
there's like 30 people like...
Okay, tonight, tweet...
Can y'all be my friend?
...the Mabimbam Portland, Maine hashtag, and we're going to get everybody connected. It's going to be good.
That's legit.
Hey, listen.
It is really... It's genuinely very, very hard. And it seems like hopeless when you don't have any friends. Literally all it takes is that first step, that first friend, that first place of like putting yourself out there and like meeting a person who's also like, in our day and age, like everybody's moving around all the time and doesn't have like a lot of friends. And so there are lots of people in your position that are also looking for people like you to be friends with and start a friend group.
Well,
so
I got one. I brought her.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey.
So
that's good,
so,
right?
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Her name's Swathi.
Hey, Swathi, what's up?
You should also take a lesson. Hi. You should also take a lesson from 5-year-olds, which is if you ever see 5-year-olds make friends, they make friends like this. I want to be your friend now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think as you get older as an adult, you get very self-conscious telling people you want to be their friends. But if you have a good conversation with someone at a thing, tell them you want
to
be friends.
I wish to hell somebody would say that to me. You know, I don't move. I only got one friend. It's my dear friend Dwight Slappy, co-host of Things I Bought at Sheetz. That's it. I have other friends, but he's the only one I do a hit web series with. So
it's cool though, because it's a pretty dope web series.
Yeah, it's a good web series.
There we go.
I'll also say one last thing: download the application Pokemon Go on your cell phone. Because I was at Starbucks the other day, and I was just having my breakfast sandwich, and I was just catching my Nidorans, and this dude walked up, and he was just like, "Hey, you doing any good gym battles lately?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then I nervously looked back down at my computer.
So as long as you don't get a Griffin, you're going to be fine.
You're going to be great.
That's actually how we're friends.
You are the best Pokemon goer that there is.
She's putting you on blast. What's up, Stripes? What do you got?
Does that help at all?
Yeah, no, that totally
helps. Hell yeah.
Thank you. Let's do one more. Hold on.
We have somebody pointing to somebody else who's pointing at themselves. Yeah, in the back right corner there.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you jumping up and down, yes.
Yeah, you won.
Come on down.
Do-do-do.
Somebody's just screaming like, no! I'm sorry. Hi, hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Brittany. But I'm also known as Slick Tracy. I play for Boston Roller Derby. And I
what's up? Yeah.
And we just won our game, so yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah!
Who'd you beat?
We beat the Harbor Horrors.
Okay.
Okay.
There's actually no way for us to respond to that.
We're the Wicked Pissas.
Yeah.
Very good. What is your question? I hope it's not how do I roller derby good, because that's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
Okay,
I'm actually curious, since you're all married, I got engaged a few months ago.
Congratulations.
And thank you. big fans. And I'm just curious if you have any advice for wedding planning, because it's a daunting task.
Yeah, don't do it. Just fucking show up. That's 90% of wedding planning is just showing up.
Make it like a puzzle room, an escape room. Have someone else plan it, then you got to figure out what's going on.
Or make the wedding like an escape puzzle room. Everybody shut up and let me figure out how that would work. You would need 100 rooms.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah,
let us finish.
It will be expensive. You will also need to employ 100 discreet puzzle masters. And I mean discreet in both senses of the word discreet. If you and your betrothed are not the first two people to escape,
it was not meant to be.
Then the first two people to escape have to get married. High stakes.
No, you got to make it. The first couple has to get married. Second couple has to get a little married. The third couple has to get barely married.
That's it. Fuck! I had it like in my grasp. And
hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Think in your sphere of people you know and love and trust.
Yeah.
Is there one person that presumably
they're
it's
there.
Not any of them? Okay, they're here. Okay, cool. Hey. Think of the whole sphere of people you know and love and trust. Is there one amongst them who would like really, really get into planning a wedding?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. But like we were trying to offload.
Oh. My mom, but she lives in Seattle.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Chosen person.
That's a chosen person. It just became your mom's problem. And then do what I do. Show up to your wedding and be like, this is beautiful. Everybody did a great job. I didn't help.
No, you did a bad job.
You also want to make sure, balance however you want to do that. If you feel like you want to take control of it a little bit more, make sure you tell your betrothed that so that they know where
they
stand.
Why do we keep saying the betrothed over and over again?
You said it first. Yeah, hey, listen, true. I will tell you one practical tip. If you're going to hire a DJ, make sure you pick the playlist beforehand.
Oh, my God,
yes,
100%.
Let them go hog on it.
I had the wedding DJ at my wedding. Attempt to close the wedding with first Frank Sinatra's Love and Marriage. You know, the theme song to Married with Children. And then he tried to, I shit you not, tried to wrap the whole shindig up with Garth Brooks' The Dance.
Holy shit.
I just
put a nice bow
on it. Did you apologize
it.
To Sydney?
Yeah, but it was just the two of us there at that point, so it was fine.
Because everyone left at Love and Marriage.
Right.
I went to a wedding once where somebody played an Elvis Presley medley. No, dog! Nobody wants this. If you're playing a medley of any sort, here's something y'all are going to dance to. 9 different songs in 3 minutes. No, wrong. Incorrect. False. Yeah, playing...
But if they will do play Soul Man and do a Blues Brothers thing, that's always a big...
I used to have to do that at the Pub Family Fun Center.
It was great.
It was good.
How'd we do?
How'd we do?
Great, you're invited.
Yay! I think that's going to do it for us.
Thank you all so much. Boston, you've been so good.
It's been so cool.
Can we kill the house lights?
I don't want to look at them while I thank them for their kindness.
Dismiss them.
So like we mentioned, there's going to be posters.
Maybe.
After the show,
I don't know if they've sold out of
them. But it's very limited, so we don't even know if there's
any fucked
left.
Up the poster situation last night. Did not print enough. Who was here last night for Adventure Zone? Okay, so fucking everybody then.
We would ask, just to throw it out there, if you bought a poster last night, leave some
maybe
for the
leave
rest
one
of the
unless, as you're leaving, you still there are some. We don't want to take it. Okay,
here's the thing.
I have a flow chart.
We signed all the posters backstage before we put them out there, and we were talking backstage, and cannot imagine a sadder situation than us walking back to our hotel carrying a bunch of signed posters that nobody bought.
So please buy them. Please buy them. I don't want to
face that reality.
On a sincere note, we will not be doing a live show for a while, and I have to say sincerely, the two crowds at the Wilbur Theater here in Boston have been the loudest
seriously,
and
the
best
fucking best
ever. I promise, I'll say this right now, hand to God, we will come back to Boston in this exact theater because this has been the best.
That's what
ever.
I will also say, it's just the people here at the Wilbur have also been just amazing to work
amazing.
With.
Amazing. Thank you so much to Kelsey.
Thank you to Kelsey.
Who's our tour manager for these two shows and has been so amazingly helpful. So thank you, Kelsey. You're the best.
Thank you to Rachel, my wife, and Teresa.
My own wife. Thank you very much. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you to Sawbones featuring Sydney McElroy.
Thank you to Riley and Clint for the intros.
Thank you to Riley, Smarl, and Clint McElroy. Another big hand for them.
Thank you to Billions. Billions booked these two shows for us. We would not be here without them.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters.
And mostly thank you.
Thank you
mostly at all. Now listen, if you never listened to My Brother Me, you may not know, but every episode Griffin leaves us with a single Yahoo answer that we think about and talk about and then come back the next week and discuss. And Griffin, what is it going to be this week?
Well, this one was sent in by Dana Scarborough. Thank you, Dana. And it's by Yahoo Answers. You hear? Nope. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Sorry, something has gone wrong. Absolutely. This one was also Sting. What the fuck? Sting asks again, what does David Spade mean to you?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
The three of you enter a cave of a big red dragon and is standing over a hoard of precious golden rubies. And he says, "What do you do, adventurers? I'm a dragon man."
I cast fire on him. It's very good.
I address the red dragon to say, "Us, we're the hosts of The Adventure Zone, a podcast about family playing Dungeons and Dragons."
Very good synergy. Commit to the bit.
I roll to charm new listeners. It is very effective, against all odds.
Everybody, we're the McElroys. We host the Adventure Zone, a podcast where we play Dungeons & Dragons together. It's a comedy podcast. We don't take the rules too seriously because there's a lot of them, and we did not take the time to learn them. Maybe listen to us. We come out every other Thursday on the Maximum Fun Network. You can find us on iTunes or on MaximumFun.org. I think this promo is a critical hit.